really choked to hear the news of a former teammate of mine who was an absolutely fantastic servant for QPR Football Club back in the day. And, you know, it's just such tragic news. He was a player that, you know, was really well respected at the club. He helped younger players that were coming through at the time, like myself. He had a cutting sense of humour, you know, really, you know, a real gentleman. And, you know, I'm really sorry to hear the news that's broke this morning.
What was he like as a captain? Because you've told me stories. I think he was one of the... Was it him and David Bardsley? Were a couple of jokers?
Yeah, they were a real wind double, the pair of them, you know, always larking around and up to misdemeanours with one another and, you know, cutting players' socks up and putting Al Japan in your underpants and all of them sort of things used to go on. But it made for the terrific team spirit that we had with that particular group of players, and they were certainly at the heart of it. And Alan was much respected by all of the players in that squad at the time.
He was a tough, uncompromising centre back in many ways, wasn't he? But he was a proper footballer. He was a good footballer.
He certainly was. You know, he was perhaps not necessarily given the credit that he deserved for his ability on the football. You know, he could have a excellent range of passing, play out from the back. But as you quite rightly say, Phil, you know, he had good stopping techniques. You know, he could head, kick it clear, put his body on the line for the team. And, you know, at the heart of defence, alongside the likes of, you know, Danny Mannix and Steve Yates, young Carl Reddy, at the time, you know, they formed, you know, a good defensive barrier, and he really was an outstanding leader of the team.
And a leader, as you say, I mean, the players that he actually played alongside, you know, he helped players develop. I mean, you mentioned there Mr. Peacock, who sort of came in from Hereford, didn't he? And he sort of, Darren Peacock, and as a consequence, he got a big move away as well. As you know, he developed alongside. He would have learnt a lot off Macca.
He certainly would. Yeah, Andy Tilson was another player. Rufus Brevik came in at fullback. You know, these guys, I think, you know, recognised the experience and what Alan brought to the table, and you know, the way he would cajole players, you know, talk, help them in positional sense and from a defensive point of view, and they certainly benefited from that. And I think that's why the supporters certainly warmed to him. But you know, I mentioned them young players, Phil. I think the thing was, having come through the system himself, you know, this is a rarity. This is a bit of a dying breed, isn't it, in the modern game? But I think he understood the journey that them young players came through at QPR at that particular time, and he'd done that himself. So he knew, you know, that period of their development, and he was always patient. He was always supportive. And, you know, he would sometimes dig you out if need be, if he wasn't pulling your weight, or you know, you're not contributing to the team effort. But in the same light, you know, he had a subtle way of patting you on the back and saying how well you'd done if you played your part in success.
And of course, talk about success. He was the leader of the side that finished top London team in the first year of the Premier League.
Yeah, I think he was probably at his peak then. You know, the side would have, you know, a number of you know, competent Premier League players. You know, we were strong in the spine of the team, but we had really hard working players alongside that, some flair, some creativity, and it really was an extremely enjoyable time to be at the club.